first full week of May, right? Is that how you would identify this as well? Because we've May 7th. It is National Osteoporosis Month. And here to talk about that, to give us a little insight, what we can do about it, who's affected by it, is a nationally recognized expert on health and positive aging. We have with us Barbara Hannah Grufferman. Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So what is a expert on positive aging? I need to get that out of the way right away.
Well, first of all, I am aging. So therefore, I have something to talk about from experience. But I also wrote the book, A Love Your Age, The Small Step Solution to a Better, Longer, Happier Life. Work a lot with AARP, but I'm the Bone Health Ambassador of the National Osteoporosis Foundation. And as you mentioned, May is National Osteoporosis Month. So I've teamed up, or NOF has teamed up, with Women in Government to help raise awareness about bone health this month and all year long.
All right, let's get the basic. What is osteoporosis?
Well, osteoporosis is a bone disease. As we get older, our bones get weaker, thinner, and they are more prone to break. But, you know, it's never too early and never too late to get started on doing the things, everything that you can do to make sure that your bones stay healthy and strong throughout your lifespan. But it's a real risk because as our bones get thinner and weaker, if you fall, you want to be able to get up again, and you want to be able to get up without a broken bone, a wrist or a hip or an arm. And again, if you have osteoporosis or low bone density, also known as osteopenia, you're at a much greater risk. And as we all know, the statistics, especially as you get older, if you fall, it can be quite debilitating if you break a hip. My own mother just broke her hip on January 1st, and she has been in and out of the hospital ever since then. So it's really a life changer, something everybody should try to avoid.
Is there anything we can do to keep some of that bone density?
Oh, absolutely. And again, the earlier the better, but again, it's never too late. You want to start with making sure that you're eating enough calcium. We always say, National Osteoporosis Foundation always recommends food before supplements. You want to get about 1,200 mg of calcium in your daily, you know, intake of food every day. And if you're not getting that, then you may need to supplement. You want to be getting enough vitamin D. That's a little hard to get from foods, but not impossible. Get that from the sun. But also, you want to get about 2,000 of vitamin D every day. And you want to do exercises. And there are two kinds specifically. You want to do weight-bearing exercise, either high impact like running, which is what I do, jumping jacks. Using the jump rope or just getting up and jumping around like we used to do as kids, or low impact like doing the elliptical or walking, which is one of the best exercises anybody can do. And you also want to do strength training, you know, using weights, using your own body like doing push-ups or the plank and squats. And again, that's what I prefer to do. And so, again, it's never too late. Best to start early because a lot of people don't realize this, that we are, of course, are building bone at a very young age, but we reach our peak bone mass at mid-20s. And about our mid-20s to almost 30, we start to lose bone mass just naturally. So it's best to get started early to make sure that as you get older, and especially for women, as you go through menopause, which can really, you know, quicken up the loss of bone density, you really want to do all of these things for yourself.
We're talking this morning with Barbara Hannah Grufferman, who's here to talk about osteoporosis this morning. Sometimes when you get age, you have other conditions or other type of health issues also maybe may precipitate osteoporosis or connected in any way?
Yes, there are a few health issues that can actually kind of get you closer to osteoporosis or bone loss, speed up the bone loss, and that's autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, IBD, you know, gastro issues, some blood disorders, you know, things like that that really could. So you always need to talk with your doctor if you have any other health issues about how this might be affecting your bone health. And also, there are some other lifestyle changes that you can make, in addition to the ones we mentioned about the foods you eat and the supplementation and the exercises you do, but also, you know, limit your alcohol intake. That's really important. And if you're smoking, I have, you know, one word for that, stop. And here's some other piece of good news, because sometimes people get overwhelmed and think, oh no, here's something else I have to worry about. Turns out that what is good for your heart, is good for your brain, is good for your skin, it's good for your lungs, is good for your bones as well. So all of these lifestyle things that we're suggesting, what you eat and what you don't eat and how you move your body, these will impact your overall life and well-being and your entire body in very positive ways, but, and that also includes your bones.
Now, we have warmer weather. People sometimes who have been spending all the time indoors and have maybe just sort of an area that they are familiar with, getting outdoors. Any safety tips? Because you mentioned about falls, if that's kind of one of the things that really leads to a lot of troubles. Give us maybe some tips to help prevent that.
Oh, safety tips. Absolutely, safety tips. But also, balance is a really important thing, balance and flexibility. So in addition to the exercises I mentioned, you know, learning how to balance properly and to hold your body in a way so that you don't get out of balance and then possibly fall is important. But also, keep your corridors and your hallways clear. Have good lighting. Don't have clutter around. When you're going outside, be really careful when you're going up and down steps or a curb. You can so easily trip on something. I actually tripped on my own 2 feet a couple of years ago, and I still look back at that and I think, I don't even know how that happened. So you see, things like this can happen in day-to-day life. You don't want to add to the risk by having all of this clutter around and leaving your shoes over there or your laundry in another corner. No, clear it out, good lighting, practice balance, and really try your best not to fall.
You mentioned about the osteoporosis leading, it's really about bone density. How do you get this tested, and how do we know if our bones are not, are being affected or we're not this strong or what we think they are?
Absolutely. You know, this is considered a silent disease because you really don't know what's happening unless you fall and break something. But there are other signs that you want to take a look at, and you have a good doctor in partnership with your doctor be looking at these signs as well. For example, if it looks as though your back or spine is starting to curve a bit, that could be a red flag. And if you're losing inches, you know, if you start out at 5'8" and now you're 5'6", you may want to have a bone density, but every woman by age 65 or over should have a bone density test. And for men, it's 70 and over. But if you're seeing these signs, or if you have a risk factor, or like some of these diseases that we talked about before, health issues that are connected to osteoporosis, you should be tested. And certainly, if you fall and you break something, if you're under 65, you must get a bone density test. And that is what happened to me. My own story, when I turned 50, I mentioned I literally tripped over my own 2 feet coming back from a run and did break my arm, which I thought was odd. And my doctor, who was wonderful, did propose a bone density test. And it turned out that I had not osteoporosis, thank goodness, but low bone mass. And I did all of these things that I'm recommending to your listeners today. And the good news for me, I'm now 61, and it's exactly where it was. So in other words, I stopped my bone loss in its track. It's hard to replace or reverse bone loss, but it is not hard to stop it.
So where can we go for some more information on everything we've talked about today?
Right. Please, everyone, go to www.womeningovernment.org.
Thanks very much. We appreciate your time, Barbara.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Barbara Hannah Grufferman joining us this morning, nationally recognized expert on health and positive aging. Her latest book is called Love Your Age, The Small Step Solution to a Better, Longer, Happier Life.